Welcome to Marvelicious Toys, hosted by Justin and his amazing friends, Arnie and Marjorie. We bring you news and reviews of Marvel toys, statues, and more, because not all Marvel collections can be bagged and boarded. They're not just toys, they're
Marvelicious.
Hello and welcome to issue number 55 of Marvelicious Toys. I'm Marjorie.
I'm Arnie.
And I'm Justin.
And I'm bummed.
Oh God, yes you are.
I wanted to be in New York City. You of all people should understand depression over not being in New York City.
I understand because it's my home. I want to go to there.
Yeah, what was your excuse for not going to New York Comic Con this year?
Friend got married.
We thought we wouldn't go because we did a lot of travel this year. And then early September, I'm like, we're going. And I'm pricing airline tickets and I'm pricing hotels. And then Marjorie reminds me we have this obligation.
Those obligations, man, I'm telling you, they'll get you every time.
So we were not able to go to New York Comic Con, but we did have our good friend Mitchell, friend of the show, who runs Connecticut Comic Con that we talk about on the show every year. He was able to go for us. We're going to have some reports from him next week, but he has been sending us pictures, and there was no official Hasbro presence at New York Comic Con. Hasbro went on record saying they don't do well with economies of scale and focus only on San Diego Comic Con, but yet, since so many people were in town, Hasbro threw an off-site party the night before Comic-Con, and they did have some new toys from 2013 out on display. The most important to me of which are three brand new Marvel Legends that we didn't see at San Diego Comic-Con or anywhere else.
Oh yeah. Gotta say, I'm pretty excited about one of those more than the other two, but they all look awesome.
I am too. I wonder if it's the same one.
I would put $5 down on that it's probably the same one. You want to say it at the same time? We go 1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3, Phoenix.
Hawkeye.
What?
Get out of here.
Really? You're that excited for Hawkeye?
I think it has to do with Hawkeye in a very similar outfit. That maybe a little more classic version than the outfit that they showed him in. Is originally a Toy Biz Marvel Legend figure that is very hard to come by. I mean, that one still goes for quite a bit on eBay. And to see a new version coming out that looks just as good, if not better than that one, it's going to make a lot of long-time Marvel Legends collectors happy to be able to have another shot at that one on this pegs rather than having to go the eBay route. So for no other reason, it's helping out that way. And that's why I'm excited about it. Less so because of the character choice, I guess.
Yeah, that's what I'd heard, is that the Hawkeye Marvel Legend is very hard to get.
I don't have him myself, and that's why I'm excited about it, because he's been on my short list of must-haves over all these years and just never wanted to spend the, you know, he goes for like $80, $90 and up on eBay. So you're excited about the Phoenix, huh?
Well, it's just, of the three, the most visually striking to me. I like the white and gold combination. It looks a lot like the 3 3/4 inch Phoenix figure we have blown up, which we've seen them do with some Marvel Legends recently. And I just really like the white and gold combo. I don't know, more than purple Hawkeye and more than monochrome Black Panther. I just think she's the most visually striking of the three.
Yeah, I can see that. And I also feel like that's probably going to be a swap out, one of the swap out figures. Because remember, we did see X-Force Jean Grey at Comic-Con. So I wonder if those two are going to be running changes from that wave.
That would make a lot of sense. I mean, both Jean Grey and both female figures, which we know don't sell as well. They did this with the Madams. I could definitely see them doing that.
Definitely. They got her hair going on there, man. She's got some wild red hair.
That was the one thing I didn't like about the figure, is it's a little coiffed.
It feels a little Barbie-ish, to be honest with you. It makes her head seem big, and that's kind of why I was a little bit put off by the figure.
It's hard to tell from one photo, but it might not be so bad in person. It could just be that the angle's a little top down, making it look bigger than it is. Either that or lady has a do. Now, the third figure, I'm not excited. I've never been able to get into Black Panther as a character. I did kind of like his run back in the period where he was married to Storm during Civil War, but as a character, Black Panther never did a lot for me, so I'm not excited for a Black Panther figure, but I think this one looks good. I like the pose, I like the wash on the black outfit, I like the claw hand fingers.
Yeah, he looks pretty good. I'm kind of left to question if maybe there's still some accessories to come with him, possibly his cape, or if this is more of the just straight up in my black outfit Black Panther. Because, like you said, I mean, it makes him a little bit boring as an action figure. But he does, I mean, it looks like a great sculpt. And I welcome some new fingers, because I have the original Black Panther, and his fingers are all individually articulated, and they're always flopping around.
Now, Hasbro had a couple other things out on display from next year. First, we heard these were coming at San Diego Comic-Con. Mitchell got literally hands-on with them, the mini-mugs. There's going to be a huge onslaught of Iron Man 3 mini-mugs, which are very small. Mitchell described them as chibi-style size.
See, that's kind of interesting, because they keep going new ways. These last mini-mugs, the first round of minis, all ended up clearanced everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Avengers ones. I really thought they were going to sell out.
I think they sold pretty good. I think they might have just overproduced those.
Let's realize, when it comes to movie tie-in lines, clearance does not mean failure. It could very well mean they made their money when the movie was hot, and now it's time to just get rid of the leftovers before the holidays, but the profit margins on these are probably so good that stores and Hasbro may not have suffered a loss.
Now, these are called micro mugs, and they're 1¾ inch tall. So just to give you a perspective. Now, from the pictures, it looks like they're pretty detailed. For the size, they're pretty good. I'm curious to see how these are going to go.
From what I remember at Comic-Con, they looked pretty cute, but the problems I had with them were that they were flat from the profile. So they go, like you said, much more into that Chibis type of toy, and they have that unremovable base. They almost feel like Candyland pieces.
I don't mind the base, because I found the Chibis to be cute, but damn, you can't stand those things. I lean them against the wall, I do whatever I can, and they just fall over. So I like that they have a stand.
Yeah, I wish it'd be removable.
That would be a benefit for these. The thing is, I feel this is Hasbro, part of their Star Wars line, and I see this with the Marvel line, they're really going into this cheap, blind bag, small collectible market. They did it with Star Wars with fighter pods. Now we're getting it with these. I mean, I think they're sitting back and realizing, hey, Grab Zags and Squinkies and Chibis, they're all cornering this market. Why don't we get a piece of that action? And this is the response. It's a mug in name only and slight in pose, but everything that made a mug is gone here. I don't think it's made of vinyl anymore. I don't think it has the same distinctive pose. They've tried to emulate it, but the plastic is just too small. I don't think it has the cute look, but I think it's its own kind of cool thing at a cheap price point, just to have this insane number of Iron Man armors that they had out. I mean, they had 7 Iron Men out with Tony Stark unmasked, Tony Stark unclothed, and then 5 different iron armors, including stealth armor, and looks like green armor. I'm not sure if that's a guardsman or an Iron Man or what we're seeing there, but I like it for the Iron Man style.
It does feel like there is some potential movie spoilers in there, and since it's in like the cute mug style, it's hard to be certain what they might be showing, but yeah, that might be a movie style guardsman that we're seeing, or some sort of drone, or like we speculated before, you know, the Mark 47 or 48, whatever it is, with all those extra, you know, remote control suits that Tony has. So there can be some hints in these things already.
Can I tell you the panic attack I had when I realized, yeah, this is the Mark 40-something armor, and that means for one single movie, Hot Toys will be putting out approximately 41 new marks.
What? Are you kidding me?
I wish.
They're not going to put out 40-some Iron Man. That's not just not going to happen. Do I need to go get a second job and maybe a third job now? Do we need to have like some sort of foster kid scam going on to get money? Because how are we going to afford 40 Hot Toys in 1 year?
What's 40 times 300?
12,000.
There you go. Just get a part-time job. You should be all right.
But yeah, it is the Mark 47 armor. They did have that also on glorious display in action figure form in one of those 8-inch low articulation action figures. It's a tease. It's a Mark tease.
Yeah, I mean, what can you say? It's nothing to get excited about, but it's nice visual confirmation that new products are coming and not too far away.
That movie doesn't seem like a reality, but the trailer is going to be out this month.
Really?
That is just, it's crazy.
We're marking the time by the Marvel trailers coming out now, I see.
But in addition to all this, Mitchell got to see one other figure that was in a gift bag as he left, and he didn't even realize it until he was out. A figure none of us can have.
Not yet. I've been badgering people.
Yeah, you bothered poor Ryan Penagos from Marvel, host of This Week in Marvel, Agent M on Twitter. You've been hounding him because we thought for sure that New York Comic Con was the release of Old Man Logan. And we didn't just make this up. We didn't pull this out of the air. At San Diego Comic Con, Hasbro stood up there and said, Old Man Logan will be a Marvel DCU subscription figure first available at New York Comic Con.
They did say that, yes.
Yes, they did.
It makes sense. This is how they premiered the Doom last year. If you recall, we were at New York Comic Con, didn't even know there was going to be a new figure. I'm like, ah, hell, sign me up. I just subscribed last month, but I guess I can go again.
Okay.
And Mitch, being a good guy that he is, went and did some shopping for me. He got the exclusive Funko Wolverine pop vinyl from New York Comic Con, as well as some other items. He was a good chap and was waiting in line for 45 minutes at the Marvel booth, and I gave him my credit card information, and he was actually starting, because when you go, you have to type your information into a computer and subscribe, then turn the monitor to them and say, see, I subscribed, and they give you the figure. And he was in a long line. He gets up there, he starts typing, and he overhears the other person at the other terminal talking and go, what do you mean you don't have Old Man Logan? They were giving out the Doctor Dooms.
What?
And what they said was, don't tell us we did false advertising. We never said we'd have Old Man Logan. It's an internet rumor. Well, it's not an internet rumor if Hasbro is standing up there, maker of the figure, saying it's happening. And so there was a lot of disinformation over the weekend. Somebody caught up with a Hasbro rep who said, listen, we told you the information we know. We made the figure. We gave it to Marvel. This is what they told us in July, is that it was going to be a DCU figure and it was going to be at New York Comic Con. It's their figure to do with what they want. They don't keep us in the loop. So the only way to be in ownership of this figure right now is if you were in that Hasbro press party Wednesday night. There's one on eBay for a buy it now of $250.
Yikes.
There's one other removed from the mailer, and as of this recording, the bidding was up to 175 and counting.
Now, I hassled Agent M on Twitter a little bit because he kept tweeting about Hasbro news and Marvel news at Comic-Con. I said that really the only news anyone ever cared about was where we can get this Old Man Logan figure. And he said that it wasn't available anywhere yet, and that he has secrets.
I have no doubt this figure will come out eventually, but these DCU figures have been such a farting pain in the ass that I prefer to see them firsthand, but I kind of understand what's going on. Just 2 weeks ago, I printed out the redemption certificate and mailed it off for an Archangel figure because I was doing that as part of a trade. A guy in Australia got us those Spider-Man figures, and he asked if, instead of cash, if I'd subscribe to the DCU, since he can't in Australia, get him an Archangel and mail it over. It was the least I could do since he hit a number of down-under Kmarts. I subscribed for that, and what Scuttlebutt is saying is they've got these Archangel figures left, which is a couple years ago now. Then they've got these Doom figures left, and they just don't want to start a third figure and kill any demand for the other ones.
Well, I tell you what, make them available as exclusives on their store or something. People will buy them and clear you out of that stock you have, and we can move forward. Because I'm still having trouble getting my Doctor Doom figure that I was told at Comic-Con that they had there to hand out. So I signed up, and after I signed up, the lady who told me that walked away. Somebody else came up to see if I had finished, and she told me they didn't have them there. So I've been going back and forth with Marvel trying to figure out what to do. And now, after three or four emails, I'm being told, did you sign up and do all that stuff? And I said, yes, I signed up. They're like, well, did you fill out a form and send in your shipping and handling? And I was like, no, because I was told at the booth that they had them there. And then when I found out they didn't have them there, I asked what the point of signing up here was rather than just doing it at home. And she said, well, you don't have to pay the shipping and handling and do all that. So I'm getting the runaround all over the place.
I'm sorry, but the girls that they hire to do that sign-on, they're bimbos. Yeah, they wear short shorts and tight shirts and show off their cleavage.
Ah, I love their booth.
I know, but they don't know anything. They have no authority. They can't even get someone to handle an issue, and they're very just hard to deal with.
Well, I mean, the responsibility still falls on Marvel to deliver or make sure that what's being represented at their booth is accurate.
Agreed, completely.
It could all be easily taken care of with just some signage at the booth, you know, of what the situation is. You know, figures are not here. Sign up now, send in form, get it in 8 to 10 weeks.
Yeah. You got screwed there. A lot of people were angry at New York Comic Con about this because everyone read what was said in person at San Diego Comic Con that they would be there, and then they weren't. It's a bit of a mess. My fear, and I've always feared this, is they push their digital comics that they're partnered with Comixology over so hard. And that's not a all-you-can-eat subscription the way the DCU is, where you get 8,000 comics for a small yearly fee. The Comixology ones, you pay full cover price. You want this week's new Uncanny Avengers? Well, you can pay $3.99 at your comic store, or you can go to the Comixology app and pay $3.99, and they don't have any printing or distribution fees. So I'm worried that the DCU may eventually come to an end. And in that case, what would happen to Old Man Logan then?
I'm sure they'd find some way to get it out there, something to do with it. I mean, remember Compound Hulk? He was just an exclusive figure to be purchased at New York Comic Con last year. And he came with a mailer box and everything, too. So, I mean, there's always ways to get these out there. But, geez, don't show us figures and then not give us an opportunity to get them.
Yeah, I just felt when I was searching eBay for Old Man Logan and I could have gotten a Bowen statue cheaper than a Hasbro figure, something's wrong.
Ouch.
But to satiate my need for an Old Man Logan now, I found an auction on eBay from a guy in China who is selling them loose. Now, we don't get the little baby Hulk, and it's not carded or in the mailer, but on the bright side, it was only $30.
Is that the bright side? I mean, as opposed to $250, yes.
Yes.
You send me that link, and I looked at it, and I looked at all the pictures of the Old Man Logan again, and the customizer in me just could not bring myself to spend $35 on something I feel like I could make with existing pieces.
It is a glorified kit bash.
I have an extra baby Luke and Leia laying around I can make a baby Hulk out of.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna play the long game.
But will you subscribe to the DCU for $60 for him?
Oh, I've bent over 2 years in a row now. I don't see why not.
So 30 no, but 60 yes. I just want to make sure we're clear on this.
those are the few ones I do keep carded.
Okay.
I've never opened up my Archangel one.
Okay, then that makes sense. I did pick him up loose just because I worry that if it's anything like the Archangel, he was available once and then like Kaiser Soze, he was gone. And then he's been around forever. But I'm just a little worried about if they do make Old Man Logan available, will it be a D23 next year or something crazy?
Right.
But while we didn't go to the big con, we didn't go to New York Comic Con, we didn't get the Old Man Logan figure, we did go to some other cons that are just as cool. We went to the Toy Man Toy Show down in St. Louis again. This is getting to be a real habit and a real fun one, though. I mean, Toy Man's like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
You know, it's interesting. Every time you guys come back from there, you like it a little bit more each time. I think the first time you went, you kind of came back with like the, it was all right, it was meh. But each time, you're getting more and more into it. And before long, it's going to be your favorite place in the world.
Here's a report we recorded while we were leaving the Toy Man Toy Show. So we are driving back from the Toy Man Toy Show in St. Louis. I spent a bunch of money, but I got a lot of stuff. It was a pretty good show. I mean, we walked in and I was actually a little bit discouraged because Marjorie, with your little Galactus fetish, we saw a Galactus you didn't have. It was a 14-inch Fantastic Four Galactus from the 90s, mint in box. But the guy wanted $50 for it, and that thing goes for about $20 on eBay.
Yeah, and it's one of those things that if it was cheap enough, I would have bought it there, but I don't think I necessarily need to go to eBay and look for it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I see what you're saying, but you still may end up with it because I found an auction that also comes with a very cool CD-ROM software I want, so you might get it anyway.
All right, I'm cool with that.
But when I saw this $20 eBay item going for $50, and then I saw this giant Ghost Rider on the motorcycle, and the guy wanted $110, and everything I was seeing in those first few tables was so overpriced, I'm like, well, this might be a cheap trip.
Yeah, it was overpriced, and the guy doesn't really want a bargain on it, so it was kind of confusing as to why he was charging so much for stuff. It was clearly cheaper online.
You gotta keep eBay in mind both as a shopper and as a seller when you're on these shows, because I'll pay a little bit more in person, maybe 10% more, for the sake of seeing it in person, the sake of knowing the condition, and the sake of not having to worry about shipping or getting ripped off, but not double.
No, absolutely not. That's ridiculous. And I think some people just think they have a gold mine.
So we went through and I wasn't really seeing that much. We ran across a wonderful display of like Bowen busts and statues that we always see. And I started looking at some of those. I was really looking for the Galactus Bowen one, but Marjorie almost got a Ghost Rider.
Because he had an awesome, weird, flamey head. And I think just the variations in the Ghost Riders and how they do the flames is tremendous.
I really only went with one item in mind, and I did buy it, and that was the Marvel Select Ultron that just came out a couple weeks ago. I hadn't gotten that yet. There's one store in town that gets them. As Justin said on the show many times, shipping these things is a real costly pain, and I have a guy in town who normally gets them for $20, but I get guilted into buying some other stuff every time I go. So I did find it at a booth here for $21 and picked it up and saved money because I didn't buy any ancillary items.
Yeah, that's much nicer that way, isn't it?
I also found this absolutely just tremendously cheesy 10-inch Mystique figure.
Yeah, I think we named her Olivia Newton Mystique.
It is so 80s. Even though it came out in the 90s, it's like she wants to get physical, physical, because she's got a headband and big hair and like this weird soft goods jacket over a hard body.
It actually looks like she went to the gym to work out and then threw a blazer on so she could go out to party after.
And sadly, working at a fitness center in the late 80s and early 90s, that's not that far from what happened at the bar at the fitness center, as they'd work out and then throw on a blazer and try to be sexy workout to hook up.
That's so pathetic.
It was in a beat-up box, and I've been picking up a few of these 10-inch Marvel figures from time to time, and I know a good price on these is the $7 to $10 range. The guy wanted $15. The box was a little dented. I told him $10 or I was walking, and he almost had me walking, and I was really hardlining. The guy was thinking about it. I'm like, if you can't make a decision now, I am gone.
Yeah, that's pretty unusual for you, because you used to get embarrassed when I'd barter with people, and now you're, like, all over that. I don't get that.
I knew what it was worth, I knew what I was willing to pay, and I didn't want to waste my time if he was going to try to get me. He tried to get me to $12. I'm like, dude, this is not worth $12. I'll give you $10 and you are lucky.
Yeah, he tried to tell you the box was dented because he had to haul it back and forth. Well, that's not your problem. You don't care where the dents came from. All you care about is the package is dented. It's not worth that much money.
If you weren't overcharging, you wouldn't have to keep bringing it back to the show. And I wasn't a dick about it. I'm being a dick right now, and I understand I'm being a dick. I was nice enough, but I was in a hurry, and when the guy was hemming and hawing, I did put it back and just be like, forget it. It's not worth it, my time, if you're going to try to haggle me over $2. I just wanted her for cheese value. I could get her for $7 on eBay, but he did sell her for $10, and I'm glad. She's actually one of my favorite 10-inch figures just because she's so wrong, she's right.
Yeah, she's awesome.
You also got a couple sketches from a sketch card artist there. He was actually a teacher.
Yeah, he's an art teacher and just did it for fun. His sketches were super cheap. I picked up a Venom and a Scarlet Witch.
And they were really cool. I liked the Venom a lot because he added a color for the tongue. And
that's what was striking about the Venom, is the color for the tongue. He just made his tongue a really great red and kind of mottled, and it looked really neat.
There were some other artists there that had cool art that went from $20 up, but mostly DC and anime stuff, a couple Marvel pieces, but I
didn't look too closely. I think that I may see them again next time. But this guy was two sketches for $5, and he'd do custom characters, but we just picked two that he already had on the table. And then you added to your Water Globe collection, which is the strangest Marvel collection in our house.
It is. Well, I only have two.
So far. You actually looked at a third.
Well, I just have a snow globe collection, because last time I got Spider-Man, and this time I got a Hulk snow globe. $5.
I couldn't pass it up for $5 either.
Yeah, it was great. They had a broken one for $1, but I don't know what you do with a broken one.
I don't know either.
Yeah, the Hulk was floating around with the snow.
Maybe somebody really crafty could, like, take it apart and fix it or put something else in it?
Not me. I don't have the time. And it's probably cancerous inside anyway.
And we're going through. I'm seeing some Marvel Select figures and thinking about getting them and seeing some other stuff. What I really went for, though, because what I loaded up on last time were Marvel movie figures. And I was really interested in seeing if there were any Toy Biz or Hasbro ones. I've been kind of looking on eBay for the Spider-Man 3 Hasbro 6-inch figures. And at the very end of the con, we ran across a booth. And what first drew us in were he had these Marvel Masterworks figure sets, and they were 6-inch figures, 5 figures per set, in these really nice Velcro boxes.
Yeah, they had tremendous packaging, and I know Jerry is thrilled at me for saying that I love the packaging, but this is just tremendous. You open it up, and it was like a comic strip inside with the characters in, and they're body shapes were cut out in the comic strips, and it was just beautiful packaging.
And it was kind of reminding me of some famous covers figures we'd seen earlier that I also looked at on eBay from time to time. They come up, a Spider-Man one, a Mary Jane one kind of thing, and I was looking at those, but I hadn't seen these 5-figure sets anywhere else. And the guy had two limited edition Spider-Man 3 movie figures and the limited edition Hasbro Silver Surfer Marvel Legend, and I asked him how much he wanted this. Spider-Man 3 figures were marked 10. The Silver Surfer was marked 30. He said he wanted 50 apiece for the 5-figure sets. He said he actually bought them for himself just last week, then got them home and realized he really didn't have a place for them, decided to bring them to the show, see what happened. He said if I bought all 3, he could do 40 apiece. So I started running numbers in my head. There was also a Spider-Man Origins Iron Spider-Man that was kind of cool there. So he wanted 15 for the Iron Spider-Man, 120 for the sets, 30 for the Silver Surfer, 20 for the two Spider-Man 3 figures, 15 for the Iron Spider-Man. It was about $175 to $200 worth of stuff. I asked him if he would take 150, and I always know I hit that right spot when they make that constipated face.
He hit the sweet spot, and that's what happens. You hit his sweet spot to sell those.
But I hit him right at the spot where if I'd gone lower, he knows he would have said no or tried to give me a higher price to meet in the middle. If I'd gone higher, he would have accepted in a heartbeat. But by saying 150, I hit him right at that point where he's got to decide, which means I hit at exactly the right point, and he accepted, and I walked out of there with a big box of cool toys for 150.
Yeah, you did. You did a good job on those, I think.
So all in all, it was a very fun con. They're having another one not too far away, November 4th.
There's also one on October 20th and 21st in Belleville at the fairgrounds. And that one's a good one, too. We've been there once before, a couple years ago, and huge show with lots of vintage toys.
Yeah, they have a lot of the same vendors, but some different ones, and it's a little bit of a smaller show, but I definitely think it's going to be worth checking out. So that is it from the Toyman Toy Show in St. Louis.
Well, it sounds like you made quite a deal with that guy. I mean, that's quite the value for the dollar, I would say. I don't know what those Marvel collector sets go for, because I've never seen those before, but I would imagine that they're worth more than what you paid.
Yeah, you know, I haven't checked on completed listings, because once you've bought them, why look? All right, I'm looking now. They seem to go for 15 to 20 completed and sold, but then shipping on them, because they're big boxes, is another 10 or 15. So I got a good deal. I love the fact with Toy Biz, much like with the Marvel Select, sometimes shipping on these things can be so much, it is a bargain just to find it in person.
Very true.
And then the very next week, we were headed up to Minnesota, don't you know, to visit some of our friends. And we were told to hit this Fall Con. And they were said, oh, there's no way you'll be able to go through this con in an hour. You're going to spend a day there.
40 minutes is all it took. They underestimate us. I got this down. It took us longer to walk from the car to the building.
It was Oktoberfest. We had to park far away. There was a big Oktoberfest drunk fest right next door to the Comic-Con. It led to some interesting mashups.
Yes.
I'm sure.
But the thing with FallCon was it was full of comic artists, and we did meet one guy who actually recognized me because of Arnie Zola.
Oh, that was hilarious. He was standing there buying some Marvel figures, and this guy comes screaming, going, Arnie, Arnie, Arnie!
And I do what I always do. Hey, it's you! How you been? In case I know them.
See, usually I have enough time to whisper, that's Justin. We do the show with him. You know, before someone comes up and talks to him. But this time I didn't have a chance.
And so I'm just like, how you been?
Historically, I've been okay. I don't know you, but all right.
But he had called us down. He was there with his own comic book that he was selling, and he was a fan of Marvelicious, so it was very cool to get to talk to him and get a copy of his book. His name is Lance Ward. You can find him at crowdedcomics.com.
He wrote a comic called Kmart Shoes, which is about his life growing up, and that was the awful nickname that the kids he grew up with gave him because he wore Kmart shoes.
It's kind of like a Tom Beland or Harvey Pekar type of comic, and you can check that out, but it was cool to see him. But this was very big on artists and cartoonists and local Minnesotan talent there. And as I don't collect comic books, we were able to skip easily two-thirds of the vendors. And the way it was laid out, we were there at lunch. The artists, I didn't approach any of them because I looked from afar at their art and was like, nobody here was worth braving a crowd of 20 people to get through, to get up there and look through their portfolios and then have that uncomfortable moment of, oh, I've looked through it all and I don't like your work. Now I'm going to walk away. But I did end up picking up a couple of things there. Having just been at Toy Man, I knew what the bargains were. So Marjorie had that Juggernaut Bendem I got her years ago at our local comic store. Well, we found a set there for $6 that was a lot of five more Bendems, mint in box, which was Wolverine, Magneto, Cyclops. Picked that up, found some of those old titanium figures they did for Spider-Man 3 for $2 a piece. And then to go with the Olivia Newton Mystique, it turned out I found a Rogue that was the exact same model with the same headband and everything for $10. So I picked up a couple more 10-inch figures as well. Really cheap.
All of this in the span of 40 minutes, huh?
We're pros at this. Do you think I really just do this haphazardly?
Now, I do have a bit of a tale of woe. We were there, and there was one dealer in the whole floor that had a good selection of statues and busts and things, and I don't know if I had money burning a hole in my pocket or what was wrong with me.
No, I think here's what happened is you didn't buy very much at this convention.
And I scratched my iPhone that day, and I was in a real bad mood and wanting to make myself feel better through commerce.
So I think because you didn't buy very much, and because I also indulged you because you did scratch your iPhone, you wanted the She-Hulk, and it was gnawing at you.
Well, they had a sideshow premium format She-Hulk, and it was $300, which I know is below retail. And I'm looking at it like, do I need a premium format She-Hulk? I might not need a premium format She-Hulk. I could need a premium format She-Hulk. I don't need a premium format She-Hulk. And part of it was, Marjorie's like, do you see something you want there? And I'm like, do I say I need a premium format She-Hulk when I've never mentioned a premium format? No, we should just go. We should go. Let's go. Let's go. We're going to go. We're going to go. We're just going to walk out. We're going to go. We're just going to go. Leave. Go. I was kind of like Cameron from Ferris Bueller.
And I was making sure that you didn't want it because I've been on the other end where you're like, oh, I need to go back and get that. And oh, I should have bought that and I'm kicking myself for it now. But then I did have to do a little bit of dissection on you to see, okay, now you've never mentioned you wanted it before.
Well, what happened was I decided I wanted it, but I decided I didn't want to face it right then and thought, oh, I'm sure I can get it cheaper on eBay. And then I looked at completed listings on eBay and they were about $700.
Whoa.
So
that cemented it that he needed it.
Yeah. So I had another engagement, so I gave Marjorie a big wad of cash and sent her back.
So, are you the proud owner of a premium format She-Hulk?
No. I went back there half an hour before the show ended, went right back to the booth. They'd already sold it. But I think that's okay, because, although he already bought one, I think.
I was going to say, that would be okay if it wasn't Arnie, because now he has to have it.
Yeah,
because
that statue wronged him.
Because it's no longer available at that price.
By not being available, that statue wronged him.
It suddenly became a holy grail.
Something I didn't know existed in the morning.
I could not sleep.
Became a must-have.
So I set up an eBay saved search, and it turned out that the $700 ones, while there were several completed at that price, were the exclusive that just come with a ripped up parking meter.
Hey, it's wrong that I have to pay to park.
Exactly.
That's why she ripped up the parking meter. Because it's bullshit.
It is.
You can't own land.
Well, we can't because we're people. The government could take it at any time. But the non-exclusive edition, several buy it nows were out there, $600, $700. But I got lucky and only had a 20% stupidity not buying premium. And it goes back to what I've said on the show before as a collector. You don't have buyer's remorse. You have didn't buy it remorse.
Trademarked.
Nailed it.
No, yeah, I know. I know the feeling. I've been there before myself. And it sounds like the punishment was just enough to remind you that, you know, maybe next time pull the trigger, but not so dire that you're going to have to miss a week of lunches or anything to make up for it.
Enough to sting, but not enough to hurt.
Exactly.
Well, I will be bringing reviews of some of these premium format things. It's going to be an interesting time as I get this theater room set up and get to unpack a lot of boxes. But that's it for my maniacal shopping. So why don't we talk about what you're far more likely to find in
the Spectacular Store Report.
So I'm not one of the people that are lucky enough to have a Costco membership, but my brother does. So I have to schedule a time to go into Costco with him with cash in hand to see if our local Costco has the new exclusive Quinjet that's out there. But I tell you what, I never got the original one, but seeing pictures of it online, I think I want to get this one. Have you procured one of these yet?
Thanks to our photo editor, Jeff, who does have a Costco membership. We not only don't have a Costco membership, we don't have a Costco.
No, and I'm pretty sure I'm banned from the closest one.
Listen, they have a policy. They had an exclusive toy before, and their policy was you could get a full refund of your membership within 30 days. So we got a membership, we bought the item, and then we went up and asked for a refund for our membership.
Yeah, and then they gave me shit about it.
But Jeff has a Costco membership and a Costco. He mailed me mine, and I had no idea what to expect. But let me tell you, folks, if you passed on the last Quinjet or if you got it, you want this one. We're going to do a full review of this next week.
Excellent. Yeah, I'm pretty jazzed up about it after seeing some pictures and hearing people talking about it. So I'm going to try to get my hands on one this week. But I was able to get my hands on the Target exclusive, which is the big 8-pack Avenger set, which started kind of trickling out last week. I think they said there was a street date of October 7th on it. And then the 7th came around and there were a few here and there. And the next Monday there was a few here and there. And now every Target I walk into has at least 6 or 7 of them just stacked on the shelves. They're not hard to find.
On the 7th, we walked into a Target with the DPCI in hand. We were still up in Minnesota from the Fall Con. I was prepared to stop at every Target on the way home, but didn't want to.
Neither did I.
And so I just gave him the DPCI. The guy brought me out a case. Watch out for these because the window boxes do get scuffed. I had to pick through the case to find one that was unscuffed. And I have my set. And that is something else we will be giving a full review of next week.
Yep. Also, be on the lookout for bad paint apps. And I know it's kind of difficult to do with 8 different figures, but everyone I've looked at, I've had to like pick and choose at like which was the worst of the worst, because it's like, well, do I want a Hulk with, you know, some bad hair paint, or do I want Black Widow with a wonky eye, or do I want Thor with some paint on his cheek? I don't know. Each one had a different problem. So there's varying difficulties out there.
What's funny is I went to a Disney store last week and they have an exclusive set of 6-inch figures. And at first I thought they might be
the Legends, or they might be Selects. It's, I'm not positive on the exact scale, but they were 6 to 8 inches in size, but very low articulation. And they had a full set on sale for $25. And I'm like, do I need more movie Avengers in a slightly different scale with bad articulation? But the sculpts looked pretty good, but I could not find a set anywhere in the store. And they had like 30 sets that did not have screwed up paint apps. And
yeah, it was kind of amusing because he kept getting more angry and more angry each time. And by the end, he was like throwing them down on the shelf and getting ticked off. And then just as he threw the last one down on the shelf and he's ticked off, and all of a sudden I hear this like screeching, oh my God, and this kid is like screaming at the top of his lungs. They had a Hulk in there, like a dummy in the Hulk Halloween costume, and the little boy was afraid of Hulk. And it was precious and cute, but he would not go anywhere near the Disney store because of that Hulk. And I used to be scared of Hulk. Arnie was scared of Hulk. And it was just kind of cute. I thought Arnie caused the screaming and yelling at first.
No. But yeah, if you see these Disney figures, beware. Most of them had problems with their pants. Hulk had some green showing through his pants in bad places.
Oh.
I think Hulk was just happy to see me.
Now, what were these in sets, or were they individually packaged?
It was just a box set of Disney exclusive figures, four figures, Thor, Iron Man, Hulk, and Cap. And Iron Man and Hulk and the pants specifically on both had the most paint errors.
Every single one had a paint error.
I would have had to have like asked if I could mix and match out of the sets to get a good set. Be like, all right, I'd like to buy this set. All right, now I'd like to return the set immediately because this Hulk's f***ed up. Now can I get that set? Okay, I'd like to keep the Hulk from that set. Now I'd like to return the set because Thor looks screwy. Now can I get this set? Okay. It just wasn't worth it for four figures for $30. That really didn't look all that different from the Marvel Selects, nor all that different from the Walmart 6-inch figures.
It kind of cracks me up because you took something that could be an easy pass and turned it into a difficult pass.
He tried!
We are nothing if not collectors.
Speaking of figures in odd scales, I also went on the hunt because Jeff, our photo editor, posted to our Facebook page about a new set of Avengers figures he found at Toys R Us. And this was a set that, again, like you say, Justin, could be an easy pass on the surface. But the more Jeff talked it up, the more I'm like, well, maybe I should check those out.
What did he get you into now?
It's an 8-pack of Avengers figures for $10, and you get 2 Iron Men, Hulk, Loki, Black Widow, Cap, and Thor, and they're just these small, like, HeroClix-sized, maybe slightly larger figures, but for $10, you got all 8, and he was really praising the Hulk figure and the Captain America figure, and they looked like really fun action-y poses, and it comes in a box with Velcro, so you can open it up and see them in the box.
I wonder if that's the same thing that I've seen at Target sitting on the shelf for $10.
Oh, crap. Now, I've been hitting Toys R Us's, and I just now see he posted that he found them at Target.
Oh.
He found something else at Toys R Us. My bad. So over at Target. So you've seen these in person, then, and I need to go to a different store.
Yes. Yeah, they seem pretty prevalent at Target. I mean, they're the same thing. They're just in a little small box.
Oh yeah, it's the same thing because I was wrong. You're seeing exactly what Jeff saw.
All right, and those fall under my rule of under 2 inches, so I probably won't get them.
We even asked the lady at Toys R Us about these figures.
Yeah, I was wrong.
Okay,
I was wrong. Thank you, Justin. We now know where to go. It was an honest mistake, though, because the very same day, somebody, and they didn't sign the post, but I'm guessing it was Jeff, he was posting that day, but it may not have been him, posted that at Toys R Us, they had some really cool folios for the Kindle Fire from PDP, and PDP made that Captain America phone cover case that we got at Comic-Con a year ago for the iPhone 4. And I have a Google Nexus, and a lot of the iPhone stuff fits with the Google Nexus, and it was the cool Kwai Art Spider-Man, and I'm like, well, I could use that. So I take Marjorie to Toys R Us I pick one up. It does not fit the Nexus. It is only good for the Fire, so I have to return mine. But Marjorie got an iPad case.
All right, so you got me this beautiful kawaii iPad case. I love the little kawaii characters. These are super cute. Look, there's the Iron Man, there's Captain America, Wolverine, Hulk, Spider-Man, and Thor. And they're super cute. They're also all on the back.
And like this weird close-up, like they're crowding you.
They're all just trying to get in for a group shot. That's all.
How many Avengers can you fit into a phone booth? Let's find out.
It's apparently 6. Although with Hulk, I'm kind of surprised. He's kind of bigger. But it's awesome. My only complaint is the front is yellow, but I can forgive it because they're so cute.
They have a lot of cool things. PDP seems to get it, and they say that they're coming out with iPhone 5 stuff that would have helped me prevent a scratch on my iPhone if they'd come out with it already. But they have some Venom ones, which are actual art from the old comic books, where the front is the cover of the comic and the back is some panels from the comic. I think with the Kwai and the actual comic covers, more than anyone else, they get what needs to be for our generation in a cover.
They do have a ton of other products for different devices. They have a really cool classic comic for the iPad cover that's Captain America, like the old school comic book art.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they've got a lot of good stuff. I gotta just give props to PDP. They had a bunch of stuff at Toys R Us, so if you don't want to order online, if you like to see it in person, Toys R Us seems to be the place that has the greatest selection of these. They also have nice neoprene sleeves for the iPads, which if they make one of those for the Kindle Fire, I know will work on my Nexus. So that's it for stores, but online we have
Sales to Astonish!
There may not be any new 3¾-inch figures on pegs right now, but I did get some from Hasbro Toy Shop from 2 new comic packs. They put up online the Silver Surfer and Doctor Strange pack, and then also the Captain America and Falcon pack. Unfortunately, they didn't put them up at the same time, so I did not qualify for free shipping.
Oh, of course not.
And the Silver Surfer and Doctor Strange pack, it went out of stock within 30 minutes of going back online and is still out of stock. But what this really means is that not only can you watch Hasbro Toy Shop to get these in, but these are shipping and will probably be hitting stores real soon since I've ordered them online.
If there's any room on store shelves for them, I mean, I feel like ever since the price went up a few bucks on these everywhere, they're sitting around. As far as I can tell, every store I go to is just fully stocked with the last wave of comic packs. And that last wave had a lot of good stuff in there, but they're kind of gathering dust right now. So maybe Hasbro Toy Shop might be the best way to go about getting these for now. We'll see if the cooler is that powerful.
See, I don't see a lot of these comic packs in stores. Now, our Toys R Us is kind of sitting on some of their exclusives, but even then, Jerry, our timely review host, has been looking for the Magneto Cap comic pack forever, and I just finally got those back in. But the only comic packs I'm seeing at, like, Walmart or Target is like Sentry and Spider-Man, and once in a while Thor and Iron Man, and Wolverine and Cap.
Yeah, I guess Target isn't as well stocked, but around here, the Walmarts, they've taken them off the pegs and they've put them on the bottom shelf at almost every store around here. And if you look at that bottom shelf, they're packed all the way to the back of the shelving there. So maybe it's a regional thing. I don't know. But I guess I'm kind of wondering, out of these two sets, all four of these figures are repaints. And I'm thinking that maybe a lot of people are trying to get their hands on that Silver Surfer because he was one of the first Marvel Universe figures and has been pretty scarce and hard to find for a while. So I'm guessing that's why people are more excited about that set.
I thought it might be Doctor Strange. He's a more recent figure, but a very cool one and a very big figure with his cape. And of the two, he's the one I'm more excited for, even though I have the carded one and the translucent carded one. This is just another way to get him out. I don't think he was kind of a blink and you missed it kind of character.
Once again, different distribution in areas because I can go and pick you up 5 or 6 Doctor Strange at the Walmarts around here. Weird. We should take a poll. What are you seeing in stores? Is Doctor Strange out there?
Well, there's our fantastic forum poll. Which of these two figures excite you more, Doctor Strange or Silver Surfer? Because Silver Surfer, I'm like, ah, crap, Silver Surfer. I got him in the Toys R Us 3-pack. I got him in the old carded figure. I got him with Galactus. I got him with the other Galactus. I got him with the other Galactus.
Very true. he's been done quite a few times as well. But not as many times as Captain America. So in the next pack, they have Captain America and Falcon, who still is shipping out there.
But they're repainted, so I picked it up. And what can we do? Say, once in a while, Justin, we do have this wonderful excuse. Oh, I had to get it for the show.
And I appreciate you getting these for the show, because I'm going to have a hard time buying another Captain America right now. But that Falcon does look kind of cool. So see, here I am talking myself into it. All right, I'm looking at side-by-side comparisons of the two Falcons, and the one in the comic pack is more of a classic Falcon, completely different paint job. So he's different enough. And Cap looks like they've painted some, I don't know, battle damage, or do you think they're trying to go artistic with that and put some comic cell shading right on there with that black?
It looks like he fell in poop. Am I wrong? It looks like the Falcon had an accident and it landed on his chest.
And rolled down.
And he tried to deflect it with the shield. I'm going to have to read that comic book to find out what the hell is going on, because Cap looks like he walked out of a German Scheitzer video.
Yeah. But what I want to know, and I think everybody else wants to know, is where is the Ant-Man pack with Moon Knight that was shown about the same time that these were shown?
I imagine it's not too far off. I bet we see it on Hasbro Toy Shop before the holidays.
That would be nice. That's one to get excited about, because Ant-Man would be a new character in this scale.
Now, when I was just searching around Hasbro Toy Shop for stuff to meet the free shipping that I could never make, I ran across something I never even knew of. They came out with more of these amazing Spider-Man web battler figures. And I knew about these that they had on the store shelves. They had a couple Spider-Men who had those little, you know, whippy webs, and there was a lizard. What I didn't know is there's a Doc Ock and a Green Goblin of this. It's like a second wave that I've never seen on store shelves, but both are in stock for $13 a piece at Hasbro Toy Shop. And really, these two are the coolest of the battler figures, which is not saying a whole lot, mind you. That's like saying Urkel is cooler than Screech, but
there's really no winners there. I guess it's also worth mentioning that Hasbro Toy Shop has finally started putting up the Marvel Legends figures as individual figures that you can buy, and $14.99 price point isn't bad if you're having trouble finding certain ones at retail. Now, these are the older waves, you know, 1 and 2, but I'm looking right now, they have Big Time Spidey sitting right there, which was pretty hard to find for quite a while.
I see him, and if I ever hear rumors that they fixed that paint app, I'll take a chance.
Mm-hmm.
For the higher-end collector, FX Collectibles has finally come out with their first prop replica and put it up for pre-order. It's Thor's helmet. And I was intrigued by all of FX Collectibles props. As I've said on the show many times before, I'm a fan of the company. I bought some of their very first products when they started. And when I heard they were getting into Marvel, while Cap Shield is the only one I really want, I certainly was willing to give a look to anything else they did. And I know Brian gave us some estimated pricing at Comic-Con, but for Thor's helmet, $600 seems a bit high.
It's a tiny helmet. I'm sorry. This is small. It's just like a little cap.
It doesn't come with a face mask is the big difference when you're comparing it to, say, an Iron Man helmet or a Stormtrooper helmet.
Right. Yeah, it's more of a lid than a full-on helmet. It's a hat with wings.
That's all it is. Yeah, it's not that exciting.
I think it's possibly the chrome paint that may be pushing this over. I know things like that are hard to accomplish well. It's just a paint. It's not made entirely of metal. But at $5.99, I unfortunately found that a very easy pass for my collection. I think that that's great for a really hardcore Thor fan. I don't think the photo they used of it in the ad on their webpage of Thor is doing them any favors either. It looks like underbite Chris Hemsworth.
And it looks like it's photoshopped on there.
Yeah.
They didn't have like an actual shot with him wearing the helmet. But
keep in mind, he only wore that helmet for the one brief scene at the beginning where he was supposed to be made king and wasn't. And then he never put the hat on again.
Yeah. Well, I still want to try it on. I don't want to buy it, but I still want to try it on.
Here's the thing. When you have actual helmets, they look kind of cool. But when it doesn't become a full head helmet, they're just kind of creepy. Like Batman's helmet, weird all by itself, not on a mannequin. And I don't think the Thor helmet is any better.
When it's just on its stand?
Yeah.
And FX Collectibles has this very distinctive helmet stand, which is just a round base with a few screws in it, plexiglass over it, brushed metal pole that then goes up into the helmet, and then the helmet just rests upon it. And I don't know, for this it works a little better for me because it is like, where does Thor put his helmet when he's done from a day battle? He had to come home and set it on something. Does he just toss it on the ground? He may be a brute and a drunkard, but he's not a slob. He has to put it somewhere, so I'm okay with that, but I was really interested because it's so limited. They are only making 250 of this helmet.
That's a really small quantity, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So being such a low edition size, I thought for sure speculators would pick this up or something, but FX has this little graph on their site that shows how many they've sold. I refreshed that page all day, and it may be sold a fifth of their stock. And now it's been on sale for about 5 days as of this recording. They have over three quarters of them remaining.
Wow.
But with only 250 of these made, you've got to look at what this bodes for the entire line. To me, that says that they've sold perhaps 50 of them. And I think they're going to be looking this week. The big sale is Mjolnir. And it is not an exclusive to FX. You could already pre-order it even before the official on sale date from Big Bad Toy Store and some other places. It's actually, shockingly, less expensive than the helmet. It's only $560 for Mjolnir. And Justin, you want to try on the helmet. I want to see if I can lift Mjolnir.
And if not, how much is shipping going to cost?
Yeah.
That the box needs to say that. if the courier be worthy. I guess I'm down with Marjorie on the display. It just, the movies don't have the iconic props. I don't think Nick Fury's gun.
Or his eye patch.
Or Tony Stark's little bracelets or Thor's helmet are really things I would want out in a collection. They're just not iconic the way, say, an Iron Man helmet is. And even then, that just feels like part of a whole. But to go from the very high end to the very low end, I also get emails every time Entertainment Earth puts something new up for Marvel. And we talked previously about the glasses Marjorie got me for Christmas almost 2 years ago, and they've started to fade with dishwashing and things. Well, they just put up perhaps the coolest tumblers ever from that company.
I think these look cool. They also look like something that I bet you will turn up on those end caps at Target and not after too long here.
Yeah, I can see that happening because that seems to be happening a lot of times.
I just love the newsprint behind them. It's like, again, what I was saying about PDP, they're really hitting a sweet spot by putting like these old pages behind with the characters on there, whereas all the previous ones were just those characters and the rest of it was just clear glass. I like the faded newsprint look to these.
Definitely. I was just studying that because I've been, for over a year now, I've been looking for a way to create a tattoo on my arm where I want to have a bunch of different characters that I like, but I don't want them to just be like clip arted on there. I want them to be set up against comics somehow, but I don't want to do lines and panels and all that stuff. But this kind of looks cool, but it's more of like a collage kind of exploded behind them.
That would make a kick-ass sleeve.
That's what I'm talking about. And I've been looking for a solution on how to do that without it looking too corny. And this, I want to see more of this art, because this kind of feels the right way to do it, just from these little tiny pictures.
That is very cool. I love that idea. You're going to have to keep us apprised of how you do with that, because that would just be so freaking cool now that I think about that. A wonderful way to tie them together, because at that wedding we had to go to, there was a woman who had three tattoos on her back. And
They were just like not cohesive.
Yeah, I looked at it. I'm like, I feel like I need to sit down with a graphic designer and say, okay, I need a theme for my flesh. I need a way so that when I decide to put things on, they don't just look like a 5-year-old went to the closet and grabbed a scarf, a pair of shorts, a muffler, and one glove and some clogs and called it an outfit.
Well, what's weird is they weren't even in a line or anything. They were just like, nope, that one's going there.
Yep, I have space here. I have space available. What's going on here?
The space for rent.
I mean, that's the way tattoos work, though. Like, you get your first tattoo, and you kind of think where you want it, and, you know, you get it, and there you go. And then eventually you get another one and another one. And at some point, you got to just stop and think, like, all right, next tattoo I'm getting is going to be so well thought out that it's going to take me a year or two to even figure out what it is, where it's going, and how it's going on. But you see a lot of people who, you can tell, they might have just walked in when they were a little bit tipsy and said, ah, there's a little space on my left shoulder. Let's how about a spider? Let's put that there.
Speaking of tattoos, if you want a real one-of-a-kind collectible other than what you put on your flesh.
This just in. News from the web!
Profiles in History is a very dangerous company to be on their mailing list. I am because I registered to bid, and in fact did bid, on several Captain America props, and now they send me a lot of mail. And they are having an auction on December 1st for actual animation cells from the 90s X-Men cartoon series.
Mm-hmm.
I have many, like, animation cell parts from the Ewoks cartoons, from numerous Star Wars events I've been to. They're very frustrating. It's like, oh, look, I think I've got an eyelash of an Ewok.
Yeah, I have a couple Ewok legs and eyes, and that's the thing that gets me, is I'm not a collector who collects just to say I own a piece of something. This is why I resisted the temptation to bid on Dr. Zola's random journal papers on his table that went for $300. I could have spent $300 just to say, I owned something in a movie! But I'd rather have something that looks cool on display. They expect the cells to average between $100 and $300, but that's going to be something like Beast Leg and Wolverine Eye.
And they greatly underestimate the price to draw people in.
Oh, yeah. See, that's always my thought on film sales. The conceit is that cartoons aren't going to be super awesome as far as quality goes, because they have to draw them by hand back in the day. And if these are cells, they were done by hand. So each frame isn't going to be highly detailed and all that stuff. So if that's the case, then why am I buying this for a piece of art? Especially if it's not a subject matter that I feel is all that historic. You know, I might be cool with having a film cell from like The Wizard of Oz or something. But I mean, at the end of the day, this is a cartoon from the 90s, you know?
But it's a groundbreaking cartoon that changed the way cartoons work. I really think this made cartoons go away from that kiddie style that we grew up with Spider-Man and his amazing friends by adapting, in many cases very loosely, actual comic stories that could be enjoyed by comic readers in a nostalgic level, and really is something that they held on to until they recently pissed all that away with the Ultimate Spider-Man cartoon that I find unwatchable. So here, in these classic outfits, I know that I was talking to somebody the other day who desperately wanted the Rogue Premium Format Figure Exclusive Edition, specifically because she came with an alternate head that was more like the 90s cartoon and less like the comic book, and would pay a lot of money specifically for that exclusive piece. So if you look at the promo pieces they send, I mean, you've got Wolverine with Captain America in this full thing. You've got a panoramic view of all the X-Men in what it looks like it's the Savage Land. But these aren't the ones that are going to go for $100 to $300. They mention in here that some of these have sold up to $1,500. And, you know, that's the thing, is it becomes economy of scale. It's like, well, I kind of like Wolverine and Cap for $300, but I certainly don't like it for $1,500.
Definitely. I feel like I came down too harsh on that. I'm not saying that since this wasn't my cartoon, it just doesn't have the same allure to me, because this wasn't a cartoon I grew up with. But for other people, you know, I grew up with Star Wars. So if there was a Star Wars cell, yeah, I might get excited about it.
I got a few that you might want if you haven't won an Ewok leg.
But no, I can see it being somebody's cup of tea, where this is from their childhood. This is the X-Men they know and grew up with and has a special place in their heart. Then yeah, I can see dropping a few hundred bucks on a cool piece. But like you said, those are going to be the few and far between ones.
Yeah. It's just very cool. I wanted to let our listeners know, because it is a true one-of-a-kind collectible. And while I do love the show, an animation cell isn't something I'm wanting to spend that much on. But I just wanted to bring it to people's attention. I think that these types of things, everybody finds their one thing that works for them. Me, I'm just waiting around for Profiles in History to have that Avengers auction with 10 more cap shields. And a home refi.
Now's the time.
So that is our show for this week. We will be back next week with reviews of those Hasbro exclusive items and reviews of some Kotobukiya Bishoujos.
Yeah, I mean, so until next time, true collectors,
make mine marvelicious.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Marvelicious Toys. If you enjoyed this podcast, please help our show by leaving a positive review for the show on iTunes. There's even more Marvelicious content at our website, marvelicioustoys.com. At the site, you can see pictures of the products we discussed, find checklists for Marvel toys, talk and trade with the Marvelicious forums, and much more. It's all at marvelicioustoys.com. We want to hear your thoughts on Marvel collectibles. You can leave reports of your latest toy finds as well as product reviews on our voicemail at 803-MARVEL-4 or email an MP3 or iPhone voice memo to show@marvelicioustoys.com. Marvelicious Toys is produced and edited by Arnie Carvalho. Podcast enhancement by Barrett. Marvelicious website design by Jason. Graphic design by Justin. Announcements by Brock. The Marvelicious theme song, Bam Pow Kablam, is composed by Joe Harrison. See more of Joe's work at www.StarWarsFanWorks.com/Lion's Mouth. If you also like Star Wars collecting is covered weekly at our other podcast, Star Wars Action News, which you can find at swactionnews.com. Marvel Comics and all that the Marvel Multiverse contains are the intellectual property of Marvel Entertainment Incorporated, a subsidiary of the Walt Disney Company, and no infringement is intended. Marvelicious Toys is a Venganza Media production, copyright 2012. All rights reserved.
Now, these are called micro mugs, and they're 1¾ inch tall. So, just to give you a perspective. Now, from the pictures, it looks like they're pretty detailed. Yes, exactly, Arnie. That is 1¾ inches tall. It's as long as your forearm.
I was going to say, I shudder to think how far he's holding his hands apart.
Yeah. They're pretty.
Yeah, you bothered poor Ryan Pendergrass on
Pentaghost. You're thinking of Teddy Pendergrass.
you got what I need.
Well, Ryan does have what I need. Fucking old man Logan. I just subscribed last month, but I guess I can go again.
Oh. Okay. Sorry, it's from a TV show and a very foul thing that he just quoted.
It sounded quite intimate.
It actually was.
And if Kmarts are dirty here, I imagine they're just dirtier down under.
Or maybe they're super clean there.
And they actually have actual climate control instead of being sweltering hot or freezing.
But...
Plus, I'm not going to say anything bad about people from Minnesota because it's not their fault. But one, they're cooking chili in this hall, which it was not a very big hall, first of all. But chili does not smell good. It smells like BO. And then when you couple it with people with actual BO, it's nauseating.
Chili con BO.
Yeah, it was.
That's funny because it could be chili convention BO or chili with BO.
That's where I was originally going with it. And halfway through, I was like, hey, wait, that works both ways. You can almost sell that. Yeah, it's kind of gross to be like, you know, get a whiff of something like, that smells good. Nope, that doesn't smell good.
Exactly. That's what happened.
Ooh, weird.
So that's what we found in our travels. What? You can speak?
She-Hulk.
Oh.
That was my... I ran back for She-Hulk. You don't speak my language?
It was funny because she did, like, the finger walking thing, like, in a Yellow Pages ad, and then, like, did, I am mighty arms. It was craziness.
That's a good charade. I can see that being... happening, I guess. I think you keep using the they got a theater room to fill excuse, and once you start unpacking,
yeah,
you're in another room. You're gonna need a lobby and a theater room.
A concession stand.
Crap, I am so over construction. Perhaps we need to add on. We need the lobby now. Thanks, Justin.
Just helping out where I can.
I know, obviously.
And those fall under my rule of under 2 inches, so I probably won't get them.
We even asked the lady at Toys R Us, remember?
I just want the repaint where it's Garrett Morris in the Ant-Man suit.
Who's that?
The Saturday Night Live guy back in the James Belushi days. They had all the superheroes come together. He's like, I'm Ant-Man, and everybody's making fun of him.
Oh, yeah.
Hulk uses the bathroom. Everybody's upset.
And that was Belushi, right?
Yep.